We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
My friends, I want to read you three verses from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. I want to talk to you about these verses. The 37th verse of the 8th chapter says, I know which ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. All right, now this next verse, the 42nd verse. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Now the 47th verse, He is of God, heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Now, my friends, there's a law, a rule of interpretation, that you can never go astray if you follow it. Now, you may not understand everything in the Bible, but there's one method by which you can approach the Word of God. First, now, I'm taking for granted that you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you can't understand the Word of God. You can memorize the Ten Commandments and know what they say and all that. But there's no such thing as spiritual apprehension until a man has a spiritual experience. You have to have an ear to music to respond to music. Now, you can have a spiritual ear if you have a spiritual heart. Jesus said he hath ears to hear, let him hear. He didn't expect to be heard by some people because some people didn't have spiritual ears to hear. Now, if you are born again, a child of God, you're supposed to have an ear to hear. But did you know a great many people hear that don't heed? And the idea of hearing in the Word of God is not just to listen to the Word, but heed the Word, see? That's what he's talking about. It means a little more than just hearing it. Now, for instance, he says, my sheep hear my voice, see? And they follow me. He didn't say here that they hear every word I say and know exactly the meaning of every word I say. The shepherd might call the sheep, and while calling his sheep, he might use a word that the sheep didn't know exactly what the word meant, but he knew the shepherd's voice. But when God speaks clearly on something that's perfectly clear, and you don't heed that, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong. Now, all over this country today, there are more bewildered people, more religion, less spirituality, more juvenile crime, more broken homes, more disturbed people, more confusion everywhere you go today in the world. Now, we born again Christian people should not be confused. We ought to know what we're doing. But the trouble with us, so many of us have so many entangling alignments. We're lined up with this, we're lined up with that, we're lined up with the other. Always something's happened. There's hardly a day out here at Bob Jones University, I'd say it's hardly a week anyhow, that this institution doesn't have to face a decision, see. We had one yesterday. A question came up, and the business manager, Dr. Johnson, came to me to talk to me about it. Now, it was very attractive. It looked like possibility of some finances for this school, see. Well, we always need money, you know. We need money, but God's been good to us. So when this came in, it looked pretty good, see. It looked pretty good. And I was a little hesitant at first. I said, no, Lefty, I don't think so. I said, Bob Jr.'s in Australia, and he'll be back shortly, but I'm pretty sure he'll say what I'm saying. And I said, what do you think? They said, I think I agree with you. I think we see eye to eye. It was something that might have put some money in the treasury of Bob Jones University, but it was something that might involve us in a way that it might make a problem. We said, no, see. You know, if people would just go ahead when the time comes and give God the benefit of all the doubt, see? Now, sometimes things come up that you don't know exactly how they line up with the Word of God, see? And you don't know exactly what to do, but, you know, sometimes a question of strategy. For instance, somebody asked me the other day about a preacher, a young preacher. He was going with a girl who had been divorced. And this girl was a fine girl, you know. And the girl was an innocent sufferer in the matter, and she had a divorce. And the question came up of whether this preacher should marry or not, this woman. They asked me what I thought about it. Well, I said, you know, some people don't think divorced people should marry at all. I said, I wouldn't go that far, because it may be that in the light of the Word of God, if you had a right to divorce somebody, you might have a right to remarry. If you had a Bible ground for divorce, I don't know. But I said I wouldn't have any hesitance to tell him that preacher he'd make a mistake. Everywhere he'd go, he'd have to make an explanation. They say he married a divorced woman, see. All right, now Jesus Christ is to have first place in the life of a Christian. All right? Now, if anything comes up that hurts your testimony, hurts your work in the service of Jesus Christ, you can settle that right now. Sorry, I love you and all that, but no, I love Jesus better, you see. So many problems you can settle just in a practical sort of way. You can ask a question. Would it hurt the cause? Would it help the testimony? Would it do harm instead of good, see? There are many things that you might do that even ordinarily might be in line with the Scripture. In some ways, in some particulars. But for you personally, individually, it might do harm. You know, this Christianity is a sensible sort of thing, see. Now, many things come up here. For instance, this thing the other day that was submitted to us on the proposition for the school. It might have been perfectly all right as far as principle was concerned. But for the testimony work of Bob Jones University, I don't think so. It would create a situation that might not be the best thing for the testimony of the school. You go through that all the time. But now when you come to a clear statement in Scripture, you don't have any problem if you just listen to it. The trouble is people try to pull God over on their side and the Word of God on their side and say, I see this, I see that. Look what I saw. You are not to look at what you see. You look at what God says about what you see. You see something, looks like it's a good thing. But what does God say about it? Now, you wouldn't have any trouble if you just take your Bible and take a clear verse and listen to it. Like I've said before, if you have a legal document, a legal contract all drawn, and after a while you have to go into court with that document, and here's one paragraph that states this thing perfectly clear. It's as clear a statement as it can be. Well, you move down in the thing, and here's another paragraph. It's a little obscure. You don't know exactly what it means, maybe. But you interpret it in the light of the clear passage. It can't mean anything contrary to the clear passage. Isn't that right? Isn't that simple? All right, now that's the way it goes with the Word of God. Now, Jesus Christ settled one thing here. What is it? He that is of God heareth God's words. What? He that is of God heareth God's words. Now, in other words, we have the words of Jesus Christ in the Bible. That's the only place we have His words. His words are not found anywhere else unless they've been brought out of the Bible and put somewhere. Now, he that is of God, he says, our Lord says, hear his words. He said, ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Now, isn't that a clear statement? All right? Now, you can judge yourself by this standard. If you are right with God, you respond to the Word of God. If you don't respond to the Word of God, you're not right with God, according to Jesus Christ. Now, he said it. He that is of God heareth God's words. Now, that's plain. That's definite. All right, when he tells me not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers, what do I say? Well, I say, now, I must heed that. That's clear. Otherwise, I mustn't give Christian recognition to men that don't believe the fundamentals of the Christian faith. I mustn't go along and say, all right, that's all right. You believe your way, I believe my way. I can tell him that as an American. I can say you've got a right to be a Unitarian if you want to under our American system of government. You have a right to be an infidel under our system of government. You have a right to be an atheist, an agnostic. We have no religious dominating powers in America. We're not supposed to have. Of course, sometimes they get a big ecclesiastical club and try to run things. But you're not supposed to have. The individual in America is supposed to keep his own conscience and not turn it over to a machine. I wouldn't turn my conscience over to any machine in the world. I wouldn't turn my conscience over to Bob Jones University. I found it. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't say, now, all right, take my conscience to Bob Jones University. I wouldn't do that. I'm personally accountable to God. Now, what am I going to do? What am I going to do about a proposition? All right, let's see just a minute. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Now, he said that. Our Lord said that. All right? Now, a man who reads clear passages of Scripture in the Bible, perfectly clear, and doesn't come along and accept them, and doesn't hear them, and doesn't heed them, he says, you're just not of God. Now, I've offered numbers and numbers of times. I've asked people. I want to be sure. Because I don't claim to know everything. I want to be sure about everything. Now, why can't we get back to the old fundamental principles of the Bible and quit all this compromise business in this country and stand where we ought to stand, like we used to in the old days? Well, now we'd say, what does the Bible say about it? All right, what does the Bible say here? Now, this language is plain. He that is of God heareth God's words. A modernist is not of God, if that's so. A man that denies the Bible and the inspiration of the Bible and doesn't listen to the words of God, because all we know about what Jesus said is in the Bible. All we know about God is what the Bible tells us. All we know about Jesus Christ and what he said and what he did to save sinners is in the Bible. If it isn't there, it isn't anywhere, see? So it's clear. Now, why don't you get down your old Bible and dust it off and start in and read it. Read it prayerfully and spiritually. And don't deliver your conscience to anybody. Don't you deliver it to your own church. I don't care how good a church it is. When you go ahead and support things that are wrong, or that you even think wrong, you are violating the Scripture. God's to have the benefit of the doubt. Now, a fellow came to me some time ago and submitted the proposition to me. And I said, well, I don't know. I have a question about that. And I looked into it. I said, you let me see about it. I looked into it. And later, I found out that the thing was all right. See? It was all right. I had a little question when it first came to me. But I checked on it. And I could support it in line with the Bible. Now, we've all gone out in this country. And we have what we call mass movements all over America. And it's a movement in the world that's going to head up in the Antichrist. That's where we're headed. So a man's coming. Jesus said, I've come in my name. You wouldn't receive me. If another comes in his name, him you will receive. And now that's where you're headed. Now let's come back to the Word of God. What did Jesus say? Make a note of it now. 47th verse of the 8th chapter of John. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then what's the other verse back there? Jesus said, he that's not with me is against me. No two sides. No two sides. Now he said, if you are of God, if you belong to God, if you're on God's side, you're on my side. And you hear what I have to say. Remember now, the only way you can find out about Jesus is to go to the Bible. You can't find out from what men say, you've got to go to the Bible. If men say anything contrary to the Bible, then don't pay attention to them. Don't listen to them, just take the word of God. There isn't anything that's fundamental in the Bible that isn't clear. There isn't a thing in the Bible that you need to know in order to live the right kind of Christian life. You can always find the Bible a clear statement from God. You don't have to worry about it. Now, may the Lord help us to be faithful. Our Father, we thank thee for the blessing of God upon Bob Jones University. It's tried to stand through the years without compromise for the Word of God forever settled in heaven. Help us to be faithful and loyal and true as we tell over and over again the fundamentals of the faith, as we send out people over to the ends of the earth, on the mission fields and all over this land of ours, to stand for the Word of God. Keep us faithful and true in this time of crisis, world crisis. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.